The Donlin Gold Mine had to evacuate most of its employees at its mine site this weekend after lightning ignited the Smith Creek fire.
At this point, you know, we're working in communication with the smoke jumpers and continue to monitor the situation and foresee regular operations at the project site resuming once the conditions are deemed safe.
Christina Wolston is the Donlin spokesperson and said it was precautionary. She couldn't say how many employees had evacuated, and she says some stayed behind to help out the firefighting crew. The Smith Creek fire is one of many that lightning strikes sparked during thunderstorms in July in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Three fires are burning within 3 miles of Red Devil, a village about 30 miles upriver from the Donlin mine site, the McCauley Creek Fire and the Barometer Mountain Fire, and the Barometer Foothills Fire. Rebecca Wilmarth lives in Red Devil.
And the wind is blowing downriver, so it's not blowing straight at the village, just blowing down. But if the wind was to change, it probably would, you know, become a more imminent threat.
Wildland firefighting crews are camping at the runway. Wilmarth says Red Devil hasn't been ordered to evacuate yet. There's been a lot of hot, dry weather and a little rain in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. A heat wave earlier this month shot up temperatures across Alaska, mixing a perfect cocktail for wildfire conditions.
It hasn't really rained much since the beginning and middle of June, so everything was completely dry.
Wilmarth says this fire season isn't the worst she's seen so far, but the summer is the hottest one that she remembers. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.